A two-term mayor for the city of Springfield has passed away. Ozzie Langfelder passed away early this morning. We are joined by State Journal Register political writer Bernie Schoenberg. And Bernie, you actually covered the mayor during much of his two terms in office, because that's when you went to work for the State Journal Register as a city council reporter during the early part of your career there.
Yeah, I joined this newspaper in 1990. Ozzie Langfelder was elected, he was streets commissioner for about 8 years first, and then was elected mayor in 87. So in 90, he was finishing his first term. I then remember the craziness of the 1991 election, where he won his second four-year term, and also covered the 95 election, where he tried for a third term as mayor, but did not make it. Sometimes after 8 years, people want to change. You've heard that in politics. But the Langfelder years, my exclusive beat for my first 2 years at the State Journal Register was City Hall. So I covered the mayor and the council and the election during that time. And it was, intense and interesting.
And this was at a time that the city had just come out of the lawsuit where it had to change the structure of the government. So this was the first time we were really dealing with aldermen, right?
Correct. Before that, there were five commissioners, each elected citywide and each with their, a mayor and four people with special assignments. Ozzie Langfelder, who came from an engineering career, ran for streets commissioner, 8 years earlier, and won a couple of terms as streets commissioner. But then with the change in government, did become mayor. Now, interestingly, the first four-year term was a transitional period set by the federal court with the consent decree that set up city government. So the mayor did not control all city departments as the mayor does now. For that first term, there were also three other people elected, and I know one of them was Public Works Director Todd Renfro, who ended up running against Ozzie for mayor in 91 and losing. There was also, Pat Ward was, I think, public safety commissioner. I think there was a CWLP. Anyway, there were three elected directors. And then in the second term, it became the true mayoral aldermanic system that we have now. And Ozzie Langfelder took over the entire city when he won election his second term in 91.
What do you think were the most significant things that you saw him perform as mayor?
Well, I'd have to look. I know that it's funny. I do know that he always considered City Water, Light, and Power to be the gem and something to be protected. And I recall him working hard to do that. As streets commissioner, he had raised, I believe, a penny gas tax to make sure we had enough money for roads. He annexed a lot of local territories into the city, maybe even a little before my time here, what we call the hole in the donut. There's so many little unincorporated areas within the city of Springfield. And of course, he wanted to make it all one city as much as he could. Interestingly, Jim Langfelder, one of his 13 children and the new mayor since this spring, has tried again and didn't quite get council approval yet to continue in that quest. So just remembering when I first started here, the north end of Springfield, there was a problem with yard waste because a lot of it was in plastic bags under an initial system of how do you deal with yard waste when government regulations said you could no longer just throw it away with the garbage. And it was all piled up in the north end, and it was rotting in these bags, and it just stunk. And I can't remember. I think it was under Ozzie we went to the paper bags as a better way of dealing with it. And so branches and lawn clippings, these things that oddly are not international issues, but everybody cares about, were the kind of things that Ozzie dealt with and found a way forward.
And now, how did he play in terms of Springfield politics? He was a Democrat, but a conservative Democrat. And you mentioned the name Todd Renfro, who was also a Democrat and who was later involved, too, with the Davlin administration. What was the mayor's relationship with the other partisans like?
He you know, did identify as a Democrat, but not a real strong party person, and I think probably more conservative on some social issues than other Democrats, and yet that really wasn't a part of what was going on in city government. So he, you know, just went forward and did his thing there. He clearly, I think, would sometimes mention the power brokers from the Republican side in not so great terms, and I don't, and because Todd Renfro, who of course is still around, was known as what they called in Springfield Republicrat, where people kind of work together, you know, divvy up some of the jobs, some of the offices, whatever. I don't think somehow Ozzy and Todd didn't particularly get along. So that was kind of the undercurrent of the 1991 election where Ozzy beat Todd. But, you know, he would not want control of, you know, like the Republican Party in town. But it was, you know, he was also, I think he got along with people from both sides reasonably well. I do know that when I was covering city government, AFSCME, the Public Employees Union, wanted to unionize much more in City Hall than they were. I don't remember if they were at all. And he thought that was fine and a good thing and just said, let's do it. And they did it. So there was not even a fight. So, you know, union employees at City Hall can look back to, many of them can look back to the days of Ozzy Langfelder saying this allowed us to organize and become, you know, negotiating partners with the city.
You talked to Ozzy Langfelder a lot through the years as a reporter, then when he wrote a book and things. What do you have, kind of a recollection or just kind of a favorite story involving him?
Well, that's odd. I mean, I always think of him just, I was kind of glad to be done covering him because I liked him a little too much as someone you cover. I think I was fair when I was a reporter. I guess one thing governmentally is, you know, and in contrast to what you see today, he almost never had a press conference. I remember only one. That's when he named a fire chief, Dave Newbro. That didn't particularly work out because of some actions Mr. Newbro took and then did not ever get confirmed as chief. But Ozzy Langfelder believed his job was to govern and not to publicize himself. That was the kind of self-effacing thing he did. and yet he was extremely accessible, because whenever I would come up with a story or people would say there's this problem or that, I would very often at the end of a workday for the city, you know, around 5 o'clock, go to just sit in his outer office before the security that you see today. When the mayor would leave, he would stop. I would ask him any questions on which I needed comment for the day. And he would answer them. And he, despite the fact that many of those stories were about things that may be considered problems in the city, as far as I know, he was always, almost always at least, happy with the story because his position was represented in them. I will say, on a broader scale, my late mother was a war refugee from Austria in 1942, and Ozzy Langfelder and his family came over, and actually I spent some time in England on the way to America and I think Canada, but they were refugees of the war in Austria as well. So, and he kind of looked like my grandfather did. So, and you know, the same accent that I grew up being around with my grandparents. So there was that other connection that I always felt. And I did talk to former Alderman Frank McNeil earlier, and just, you know, who was one of the initial aldermen and represented Springfield's East Side, and said that he always found that Ozzy Langfelder, coming from a place where he had been a victim of oppression, he understood prejudice, he understood particular problems people not like himself might be having, and that helped inform his work as mayor and his dealing with people.